how does NCAA have the right to suspend or put sanctions on universities for breaking rules if they can't, if they can't make rulings to stop a team from moving to conference, how can they give a team sanctions for paying players or anything like that? How's that?
Yeah, and it's a really good question because, you know, they certainly do have a lot of governance and they have a lot of oversight. And what you're doing as a school is you're saying, we want to be part of the NCAA. And there's a lot of benefits to being part of the NCAA. You know, there's money that comes in. There's, you know, that affiliation with the NCAA is a good thing. You know, you have the March Madness basketball tournament. If you you have a basketball team that makes it, that's a big thing. That's a lot of revenue that can come out of that. You know, so it's not really in the school's best favor to say, well, we don't want to comply with these rules, so we're not going to be part of the NCAA. They could. You know, there's the NAIA, which doesn't have even close to as many rules as the NCAA. But I think the distinction is it's not about prohibiting schools from engaging in these negotiations and sort of this, you know, idea of a competitive nature, trying to, you know, bid on the open market, so to speak, and make sure that you can get a better deal. What the NCAA does, though, is they say, if you want to be part of this, you know, there's these rules like you can't, you know, if any of your players sign on with an agent, they lose eligibility. Recruiting, this is how you have to recruit. This is when you can do it. This is when you can't do it. You know, scholarships, these are the amounts that you can give in terms of scholarships. So, I mean, it's a good question. Mm-hmm. It's a good question, but I think the idea is really it's helping them in terms of the schools be able to follow rules for the athletes to do and for the athletic departments to do, but it's not prohibiting them from going from conference to conference from, you know, a money standpoint or a business standpoint.